Well, Paddy, it's one game that I've always remembered so fondly, because to win a championship and only one captain in 50 years from Omagh to have lifted, I feel so honoured. I feel so blessed that I would get that opportunity, because there's so many great footballers have went before me and have come after me and haven't had that opportunity. So to get it was great. On the day, there was a lot of tension. We're playing Clonoe, who had come from, maybe weren't one of the favourites, you know, so basically come from nowhere. But you could see the passion and determination in their face in the tunnel in O'Neill Park, because it was very tight, a lot of intimidation going on, and they were really up for it. And on that day, I had a mark, Kevin McCabe, top scorer of the championship at that stage. And as it turned out, he never scored in the final. But between the two of us, we barely touched the ball because of the way the game was played. But it was just so intense. And some great things happened during the game. I remember Big Eddie Duffy made a tremendous block one time, and actually he ended up breaking a bone in his hand out of it, but played the rest of the game. Even to the very end, when I said to Ian O'Neill, "You've got to kick us to Duff." And I says, "Eddie, you got to catch it." And they did, and he sent it down the field, no whistle went, and that eased the pressure. But there was a tremendous save on the line by a guy called Jerry Quinn, the most quiet and unassuming man you'll ever meet, but and an amazing athlete. And this ball was going in the net, and how he got it off the ground, off the line, you probably remember it, Paddy. It's like, I've seen it many a video, and it's just, I still look at it now, and he shouldn't have got it, but he did. And you know, that day we won a final, it was just the greatest feeling.
And of course, Paddy, you were joined in that team by your brother Stephen as well, which probably made it extra special.
Yeah, when your brother plays in the team, the old saying, blood's thicker than water. If he got touched, you know, I would tend to get a wee bit more agitated. I know he would definitely, if I got belted, you know, and it was great to have that. But to have your younger brother playing in such an important position in the middle of the field, it was really, really a great feeling. And, you know, along with everybody else. But it's good to have your brother, but also I always felt that was a close team. And it was like having a load of brothers, because they were all so tight to each other and we looked out for each other on the field.
Omagh really set a trend as well that year, because they brought Mickey Moran from Derry, an outsider, to coach the team that was selected by a selection committee.
Well, Mickey did come in, and I think the biggest factor Mickey had was people didn't know him, so they trained a bit harder, they tended to train a bit more, and he brought some new fresh ideas. And the Gaidh O'Neill goalkeeper had the worst kick out of a goalkeeper there ever has been. But Mickey designed or come up with a few tactics that we would be able to win our kickouts. Now, Aidan as a goalkeeper, bar none, was superb, and especially bravery. But his kickouts were probably one thing that let him down. But because Mickey turned that into a positive. With the selection committee, Mickey probably didn't know all the players as well. Mm-hmm. So we had the likes of the late Jackie Martin picking teams. And Jackie just told you black or white. You're either good or you weren't. Mm-hmm. And so we had all those different people, and I was part of it, but I didn't like to be part of it, but I was sort of the link between the players and the management. So I would have maybe just support. I would have always supported Mickey on that, as his decisions on what he wanted. I would support him, because sometimes it might have been the selectors against Mickey's, because Mickey would see players all the time. Mm-hmm. He would talk to them more. He'd know their personalities. He'd know what's going on in their life. He knows why somebody wasn't training, maybe not performing well, which the other selectors didn't see all that. So that's why I felt I supported Mickey on that. And it was good to get somebody new in. It was like a fresh, because you got to remember, before that we had all great managers, and one that sticks out in my mind mostly was Neil Tiki Barber. Mm-hmm. Tiki had built a lot of good teams, and you go back to 1980, and he constantly was building and building and building for this. And we probably just needed a wee just push over the line. Plus, I think a few times Tiki had a wee bit of misfortune in some of the games that he didn't get a championship.
84 final, of course. 1980, yeah. The replay, and of course 84 as well.
Well, if you go to even the semi-final that year, the quarter-final we played against Cole Island, Owen O'Neill made a real unbelievable save at the last minute. We leaned by 2 points, and he touched the ball under the post. Like, he had no right to save it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that was it, touched on the post tonight, and we won. You know, sometimes, you know, it goes for you. Tiki had a wee bit more. He'd probably had a championship in the bag too. But it fell to Mickey, and Mickey took us over the line.
That was a memorable day. Obviously, Omagh wore red and black. Clonoe wore yellow and white. It was a complete change around because of the clash of colours as well. Cuthbert Donnelly was the referee, and Cuthbert says that some people still say to him he didn't play enough injury time. Oma wouldn't agree with that. They were happy enough when he blew the whistle when he did.
Well, Cuthbert's such a gentleman and a lovely, lovely man, especially in Gaelic football. And I'm glad he got a county final. I have a few issues myself. One being the one is he gave a penalty. And that penalty, I thought, when I look at it now, he gave it against me. And I'm thinking, guy, I'll tell you what, he done a Suarez on it, so he did. he brought him back into the game. No, I think he refereed it fairly. He done a good job, and there was no problem with that there. I thought he was good on the day, and it's good to have him in that, to do that.
Great contribution from Paul McElhattan on the day. He scored 2 goals and 2 points, 2 crucial goals. And, of course, Eugene Bradley picked up a very bad injury in that day as well. I believe he fractured his skull. So it was a final filled full of incident.
Well, you're right about Paul. Paul, all through the year, just had a phenomenal year. He was so quick and got goals. The semi-final against Trelawny, he got a couple then too. Mm-hmm. And in the final as well, because it was a low-scoring final. Mm-hmm. Eugene, I mean, he got a fractured skull out of it that day, and he doesn't remember much of the final.
And he played on?
Oh, he never come off. No. He doesn't remember much of it. And I remember sitting in the club with O'Neill Cup, and I thought, Eugene's not here, and they go to hospital. And I go up to the hospital with the O'Neill Cup, and I'm up in the county, and I met his wife, Margaret. And she's a bit concerned because they're taking him to the Royal in Belfast in an ambulance, which actually crashed on the way up the road. So Eugene didn't remember a wild pile about it, but that was the commitment of Eugene McMahon, or Eugene Bradley. Eugene Bradley was just phenomenal when it comes to that. I mean, as you know, he was the great goal machine, as we call him. Mm-hmm. He seemed to get a sniff of goal when there wasn't one on. But for him to get that, that's how much it meant to him that he went through that pain barrier, got the whack in the head. Now, I think Cuthbert admitted to me a good while later that he felt he probably should have took more action on that incident.
The 1963 team were presented, as yous are being today, to the crowd at half-time, and perhaps a 25-year gap brought a lot of extra pressure, perhaps, to that Oma side.
I always thought that when it comes, I think when you win a championship, the next thing you sort of look for in a way is 25 years you'll be honoured in the county championship. So you think about that. But I certainly didn't think it's going to be another 25 years or more now until we're honoured again, because nobody's won it since. And it's just, I don't know, I just didn't think that would happen. I thought that we'd win several. That just shows how hard it is to win a Tyrone championship. You ask the likes of the Moy who are being in the semi-final for the first time in, about 50 years, and what it means to them. And you'll see that the difference it makes to them, that they'll want to win that championship. And to get the opportunity, people used to say to me, she'll always next year. No, you can't. That just drives me nuts, because you really can't wait till next year. You must grasp this year.